On this episode, we are talking about the ethics of artificial intelligence within digital marketing and giving you some topics that you should think about. This is episode 61 of Eye on Digital Marketing. I am your host, Chuck Forbes. This episode, we are going to dive into the ethics of artificial intelligence within the digital marketing industry. Before we do that, quick plugs. Make sure you follow us on social media at More Visibility, all one word, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and X. And if you would like more information on digital marketing tips from our expert team, including some great content on AI and how you can use it in your advertising campaigns, make sure you visit our website, morevisibility.com. You can follow us there and sign up for our newsletter. So I wanted to take an episode and talk about the ethics and the trends of ethics within AI and how that is affecting the digital marketing industry or how it could affect the digital marketing industry. One thing that our team at More Visibility does for our clients, for ourselves, it enables us to put out great content, is to keep up on trends, daily trends that are happening in our industry. And you know, I don't know if there's an industry that moves faster than the digital marketing industry. And that's one of the benefits of working with an agency is we see these updates on a daily basis. And as AI continues to grow, continues to evolve and be a staple, a part of our digital advertising strategy and campaigns, there's going to be an ethical conversation to be had. I believe that. And I believe digital marketing is an ethical conversation. I don't believe that will ever go away because, as I've stated plenty of times on the podcast, and a lot of my guests have also talked about it, at the end of the day, we are humans marketing to humans. No matter how much of the technology comes between us, there is someone on the other end of that screen that is going to take an action. So because of that, I believe the ethical conversation around AI, where it's going, how it's being used, and how that affects us and the way we think is a legitimate one that we should pay attention to. If you keep up with the news, and especially international news over the past 6 months on a global level, you know that there is an ongoing debate, an ongoing fight for governments to regulate or how certain governments want to or will regulate artificial intelligence. Without diving into specifics, without diving into politics or anything of that nature, because we don't have to, we're all intelligent people, and we all know that when government entities come in and fight to regulate something, that means there is power there. That means there is the ability to tap into a lot of people, in this case, a lot of its citizens, and make a significant change. I don't think there's any, you know, if, ands, or gray areas about that. So I think that, number one, an antenna should go up, and everyone who leads a digital marketing team and is using more and more AI, I think it's very important to understand the laws that your local government or the governments where you're advertising to are fighting for, or what's being enacted and what's being put in place. Currently, I read something about a week ago that the government in the UK was in a lot of proceedings in order to regulate and fight for how they're going to be able to use AI for their citizens, who's going to have access, who's not going to have access, what we have to disclose, what we can't disclose. So these are all very important things. So number one, if you don't have a news outlet or resource, or you maybe don't have your Google alerts set up for those type of news and PR clippings, I would, because at a high level, I think it's very important, just like when all of the data protection was going on in the United States, and we saw certain states like California, for example, take the lead on things like data protection and HIPAA compliance, etc. I think you're going to start to see the same thing with artificial intelligence. So find an outlet that you can get that type of news from and keep up to speed on it. It may not be as fast moving as what we're going to talk about within the platform, but it can be the most impactful because at the end of the day, whatever the law states is what we're going to have to abide by when using our strategy to an audience in a particular area. Number two, and I think a lot more familiar to us in our day-to-day as digital marketing professionals, is the use of AI and it being so infused now in our strategies and our campaigns. Where is the ethical line drawn of what we should disclose, what we have to disclose, and what the audience knows versus what the advertiser knows, and vice versa? And what I mean by that, I'll share a couple examples, and these are examples of articles that I've read over the past 2 months, other podcasts that I have listened to, and just having the knowledge of how digital advertising works and the way that AI is currently infused into our campaigns. So here's a few that I think we all should think about in terms of ethical use for AI. Number one is voiceovers. Voiceovers have become extremely easy to create and extremely effective if you use them in the right way for the right campaign. Now, voiceovers, these are things that maybe you haven't thought about before, but the question does arise from an advertiser's perspective. If you're using a voiceover that is not someone's real voice, should that be disclosed to the user seeing your ad? If you perhaps use someone's real voice, but let's say, you know, I record a full advertising campaign for one of my clients and then I'm out sick for a week and they have to edit it and they use AI to edit my voice in that campaign, which there are plenty of programs that can do, should that type of thing be disclosed to the audience? Now, some may shake their head and say, you know, no, I think that's too far. That's ridiculous. A voice is a voice, right? But I would also say, well, not so fast, because if that voice is an authoritative voice, if that voice is being used as almost brand influencing, right, and it is selling or having people take an action because whoever is speaking to them resonates to them, then maybe it is ethical to tell them when that's not that real person's voice or when that particular advertisement has been edited. Number two is the use of disclaimers. This is something we've got very used to, especially on platforms like Twitter or now X and Instagram. If you scroll through enough things, depending on the topic, you'll see that there's a governing body of fact checkers, right? They're going to tell you this is true or not true based on this evidence, etc. What about disclaimers for artificial intelligence? This is something that is being talked about right now. If you have an ad in someone's newsfeed, in someone's social media feed, should there be a disclaimer to tell that user that this ad was made from artificial intelligence, that it was using signals to specifically target you, using signals that it picked up from all your social activity, using a voice that's maybe not real, using an image that maybe was artificially created, using a movie or a clip that maybe isn't real. These are all things that are in play right now and all things that may matter to our advertising campaign. And I say that because if a law is enacted where you did have to have a disclaimer on it, how much then would you use artificial intelligence? Right? If there was a disclaimer on my advertising because I use an AI image, well, maybe I stop and think, well, what if I just took my own image? And so now here comes the balance of power, because you want to come across as authentic. And if you think your user base is going to care that every advertisement has a disclaimer on it, then maybe you switch. It also bears the question of, if disclaimers do come to light, is that going to decrease engagement? Now, again, just going back to the first point I made, if the government is trying to regulate something, that means it has power. If something can potentially decrease engagement on platforms for advertising, that's probably not a good thing for the bottom line revenue. So that platform's probably going to fight for that not to happen. How many things have you seen on social media that have a disclaimer on them today that instead of clicking or instead of watching, like you may have if the disclaimer was not there, you just bypassed? Would that be the case with advertisements? Something to think about. Third, let's talk about us, the actual advertiser, for a second. When we are going in the platform and setting up our advertising campaigns and building our advertising strategy, how important is it for us to know how deep the artificial intelligence goes for the information we are getting to set up those campaigns, right? And what I mean by that is, should every platform tell us exactly how they gathered their data? Tell us exactly why they're recommending this based on the artificial intelligence signals that were used, so we know and we can judge if it's ethical to use that information? And I'm not saying that any platform is doing that today in a way that would be unethical, but think of all the options you have when you log into a Facebook, all the options you have to advertise when you log into a TikTok or another social media platform, right? Even Google, for example. These are now laid out for us in a menu style where we can select and deselect and maybe tinker the range of things to get that perfect target audience. But do you know exactly all of the intelligence and all of the things that went in to get that information? Of course you don't. If you did, would that change the way that you advertise with a certain platform? Would that change where you allocate your money and your resources? Maybe it would, maybe it wouldn't. But I think that is something that we have to think about as well, because we are the ones that are going out and advertising to the user. If there is a line crossed, a law broken, something reported, that's going to be our responsibility, right? So again, going back to the HIPAA example and the data protection example that we've talked plenty about within Google and Google Analytics specifically, is this going to be a similar thing now with artificial intelligence that, you know, maybe when you're setting up your advertising campaign, it's a disclaimer to the advertiser. If you check this box and you use this information, then you are agreeing that it's okay to use all these signals to advertise and find your target audience. And perhaps it is, but perhaps it isn't. Or perhaps it you know, allows you to stop and think a little bit. Right? So again, these are the type of conversations that are happening around artificial intelligence and where that ethical line should be drawn for both parties, the user and the advertiser. It was super interesting to me when I read some data and some statistics on the sentiment and the feedback from different generations on the use of AI and how far it's come, and how much we should infuse it into our daily lives, including things like advertising. And it was backwards from my initial guess, and probably backwards from what a lot of people think, where the older generations, especially senior citizens, they actually welcome the use of more AI. They don't see an issue with it being in our everyday lives, and their sentiment towards more use of AI is positive. And I thought to myself, I think that's just one of those psychological things that may be ingrained in us, right? The older you get, the more you kind of shake off what's new and you stick to what you know. And certainly senior citizens have not grown up in an era where AI was what they knew. But they're very open to it. They're okay with it. Perhaps that is a psychological thing of them being in the later part of their life and saying, you know what? I'm fine with all the assistance, right? I'm fine if Alexa knows exactly the song I want to play. I'm fine if that perfect advertisement shows up within 30 seconds of me being on Facebook. I don't want to look anymore, right? Just give me what I need and I'll be happy. And it's so interesting to me because likewise, on the flip side, the younger generations, especially young adults, which is a category of 17 years old, 18 years old, to about 26, 27 years old, said they do not welcome more use of AI, and their sentiment towards the use of AI is actually negative. And they think that we have enough of it already. And so they have a very negative outlook on AI. And again, I think that could be because they've actually grown up in a time where they're used to it. They had screens and iPads and cell phones available in their hands, in their face, since they were children. They've seen advertisements all their life. They've seen the power of artificial intelligence. And they're able to say, hey, if this keeps going, maybe this is going to actually run our lives and we don't have to choose anything. But that takes away the human element. So I think that plays a very, very large role in what we're going to do as digital advertisers in the coming years, especially when advertising to these two generations. And if you were to ask me before I looked up that data and looked up those sentiments of two age demographics that are vastly different, I probably would have guessed the opposite, that the younger generation is okay with AI because they've grown up with it, while the elder generation just says, I just want to keep things the way they are. But it's not. The biggest thing that we're going to have to understand is that we're dealing with privacy when it comes to the user, and not just in the literal form, but it's the feeling of privacy, right? And what I mean by that is, for example, if I'm going to book a trip and I'm looking on different websites at my options on where to stay, how to get there, looking at travel agents, right? That one search or that one form fill, that one inquiry could lead to 10 different emails, 5 calls, and 4 text messages in a matter of 2 to 3 days of people trying to get my business. That does not feel private. And just like I opened with, we are humans marketing to humans. If someone wants to figure out their decision in their mind in a private way where they don't feel like the marketing is intrusive, then they're going to shy away from that type of advertising. They're going to shy away from booking that trip if they feel too intrusive. And a lot of times, the artificial intelligence is what helps us with that follow-up, is what helps us with that connection, right? Don't leave our website before you do. Buy this or check this out. Hey, I saw you were looking at that. Maybe you'd be interested in this. Sometimes people just want to methodically make their own decisions in their own way. And that is when we risk actually losing a sale or losing engagement. And AI is a huge contributor of that. And it can be used in a positive or negative way. So there's a lot of ethical considerations for artificial intelligence. I wanted to do this episode specifically because we've talked about artificial intelligence a lot recently. There's great content on our site. Like I said, we just put out a new white paper of artificial intelligence and digital marketing trends heading into the end of the year and into 2024. So this is a big deal. And as these laws come to fruition, as these platforms continue to develop, and as you get more and more used to using AI in your advertising strategy, some of these conversations are going to be very important. So I hope this was helpful to start to get your brain turning a little bit. Maybe you leave this podcast and say, I need to go look up more information on that particular topic, or I need to sign up for alerts so I can keep myself abreast of what's going on, whether it be from a 10,000-foot level or based on your position, more granular, more deeper, right? But these are all very important things. So if you would like to get in contact with us and see how we're using AI for our campaigns or do an evaluation on how AI could help your current campaigns, we certainly can do that. Send us an email, info@morevisibility.com. Again, you can visit our website, morevisibility.com, and sign up for our newsletter there and get plenty of other content. Thank you all for pressing play as always, and stay tuned for the next episode, number 62.